Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Shelby's World Podcast. Today is Wednesday, May 19th.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yep. May 19th, 2021. Y'all, I have a bad time with the date. Welcome
The quarantine does that to people.
Yeah.
Right.
I haven't been keeping up with that at all, but because it's happening so fast. It's happening so fast. So welcome to another wonderful episode of Shelby's World. We have our resident open forum guest here today, Mr. Stigler. What's up?
What's going on? What's going on?
What's up, Stig? What's going on with you? Tell the people something. Let us know, man. Something good.
Hey, you know, I'm still down here in Tampa. You know, the serial entrepreneur, Mr. Make It Happen, Mr. Make It Work. You know,
hey, hold on, bro. Where you at, man? I'm in Tampa right now, man.
No, rubbing elbows.
Where you at in Tampa, bro?
I'm out here in New Tampa. I'm in Tampa Palms, man.
Okay, man. I'm in Temple Terrace, man. I'm about 10 minutes, 15 minutes away.
You around the corner.
Yeah, I'm around the corner.
You jump on 2A. I need to get your information before we get up out of here.
Okay,
all right. Yeah, man. But that's it, man. I only want to talk to these fellas, man. I want to get some information. I know they know what they're doing. So I'm glad to be here, man. Glad you brought me on. I want to definitely get some info from these guys.
Definitely. And today, since Stig is talking about these guys, let me go ahead and tell y'all who we got in the studio today. We are going to be talking to Boxing Vibes TV. And that's their at name on Instagram. That's at Boxing Vibes TV.
The one and only, baby.
Let's hear about it. Let's hear about Boxing Vibes TV. Y'all, I feel like they're going to be the curators of all things boxing. So I'm ready to talk. Let's hear about
this
boxing.
This is the time the moderator take over. Moderator Jake Box.
Ding. 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 Hey, man. So, it's Boxing Vibes TV, man. We were a group of guys who met up in Tallahassee, whether it was just being from there or being in school there. Matter of fact, Q was both our barbers, me and JD, and we just got to talking boxing. And
let me tell it right. Let me tell it right, man. Q was my barber. And then Q made me up smooth. And so my dog Jay over there,
hey.
Jay was like, hey, man, I need somebody to cut my hair.
He rewriting Q. He rewriting history because he was cheating on you, bro. I stay faithful. You was the only problem I was dealing with. You was the only problem I was dealing with. So I'm gonna say it like that. He was on there getting faded up, getting his edge messed up. You know, I kept it true. But anyway,
I'm just playing.
But not in there. Yeah, that's the story as history has it. He started cutting JD's hair, man. He told me about this fire barber in Tallahassee, so I went and checked him out and. The rest is history. So,
yeah, I was going to fan, right?
Yeah, we was up in the highest of Seven Hills, man.
Yeah,
really, so
man. I was up there. I went to fan too.
Okay, okay.
All right,
Rattlers in the house, Rattler Nation. Oh, it's a Rattler Nest right now. Okay, but anyway, no, we got to talk about different sports and, you know, basketball here and there, just life, music. But we all bonded around boxing. What ended up happening was Q was like, hey, man, y'all come to the house, man. We, you know, blah, blah, blah. We watched a couple of fights. And then so we all kind of moved away. I joined the Army. JD graduated, moved back to the best city in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ended
one of the best city.
Yeah, but when you're number one, you don't really got to say that part. When you're number one, you ain't got to really say that part. You know what I'm saying? Like you leave everybody else in the top.
Shelby looked like she wanted to say something.
You leave everybody in the top five to say the one of ones. You can just say the best. But let me stop if I get in trouble. So, but no, we're all over the place, man. And then the fight of the century happened, and I just happened to be around one of the best cities at 850 up in Tallahassee. And I dropped by Q's place and I say, hey, man, it's the biggest fight in the world happening. You gotta join us. We didn't talk too much. We didn't chop it up too much. We didn't been at your house having fight parties. We gotta be on the scene. And so we started this bond where we, you know, went to Vegas for the Manny Pacquiao Floyd Mayweather fight.
And now
I ain't gonna front. Now we ain't get in. We was ready to spend $1,500, but we couldn't get tickets together. So it was like, well, we came together.
That
we
wasn't going.
Because it was, you know, a little bit of a bust. And so, man, we just started making it a tradition. And so one of the cool things about it is we got so much access to cool boxing, just knowledge and people and events when we were taking our trips there. We were like, you know what? Like, I think this is a pretty dope experience we have. And we got together and we decided to share it with everybody. And Boxing Vibes TV was born.
That's dope.
It's crazy. It's crazy. The part of that story you left out that I think is very important, especially to me, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we talked. Me and you probably talked a little more when you was in the chair. That was weird because I just found out that, because I always thought I met JD through Jay, but it was vice versa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We was in Vegas and for a fight. We were just talking about this a few years ago. I think this whole thing came together where I think it really started to come together a few years ago. We was there for the Triple G Canelo fight. Canelo was on that Tainted Beast fight, got canceled. So we slid to LA for a day. We went to Vegas, slid to LA for a day, came back, and we were just building. We were just talking and everything about, you know, just chopping up a lot of life stuff, man. And we went revisiting this thing. And because I always thought it was you instead of JD. You know what I'm saying? You know, but either way it go, you said that when I was cutting y'all hell, y'all, you were like, yo, if this fight get made, if this fight ever happened, because they doing all this rapping for years and years, if this fight get made, we got to go together. And you called me the week that fight got made, you called my phone, bro. I ain't heard nothing from you. You like, bro, I got mad. No, you like, it was a whole lot. You like, I'm out the army, blah, blah, blah. You like, man, the fight made, we got this going on. And you like, I'm on my way to Tallahassee. No, I'm not going to leave till you say, you going. You know what I'm saying? And, bro, he came by the house, bro. He came to the crib. And we talked for about an hour, a whole hour or two. And he convinced me, you know what I'm saying? The rest is history, man. We've been going every year. Mm-hmm. Me and JD, you didn't make it, but we was even there for the Wilder Fury fight.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I had
a nanosecond before the pandemic
hit. Yeah.
Shut everything down. So,
oh, man.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I try to be a man of my word, man. I'm one of those, I'm the recluse at the bunch. So I don't always be around, but when I say I'm going to do something, I do my best to do it. So,
hey, no matter how mad I get at you, bro, I always got to give you that credit because you came through. You made like for real. Like, it wouldn't have happened. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It wouldn't have happened. Yeah. But you did that, and that changed the game for me, man.
Yeah, no.
I try
to be a man of my word. He was the first person I thought of when that fight was made because, you know, I already knew they was going. We, you know, but I had to make sure, man. Q, like on the show, Q add a certain spice to the group, and I was like, man, he'd be the perfect person to experience this with, and really enrich the experience of us being in town when the biggest fight in the world was happening.
Yeah, because y'all was going, you know, y'all hadn't been. I hadn't been to Vegas for All-Star Weekend in 2007, but I haven't been for a fight. That was my first time being there fight week. You know, only my second time going there, but we done been every year since.
Yeah, and so with that, like, so there's a viral video of Mike Tyson tearing into Mayweather. Just to kind of give you kind of one of the catalysts that wanted, you know, just made us kind of, you know, let's be a part of what we love. There's a interview, and he's ripping into Mayweather, and it went viral, right? And somebody put it on my page from somebody else's page from somebody I ain't know, and it's like, oh man, it's all this big debate, it's seen over a million times, might be 2-3 million times, and it's been all on these boxing chats. And there I look in the background when somebody sent it to me. They ain't know. But here I am in the background watching the whole thing of this viral video. I was like, that's me. And so when I thought about it, I was like, wait a minute. And so nobody believed me until they said, no. I said, look, that's me right there. And so at that point, it kind of dawned on me, like, we really are on the scene all the time when a lot of big stuff happens. And it'd be cool to be able to share that. Like, imagine if we had our own cameras and our own commentary on what Mike Tyson was saying. And I thought, like, we all thought we can get a fresh take on the boxing world and really, you know, give it some energy that would be nice, a nice fresh face and brand new to the sport, give our own flavor to it.
Thanks.
That's really dope, honestly. So to say that you guys are knowledgeable about boxing, that would be small of me to say that, because obviously you guys are into this way more deeper than you kind of putting on.
So you want to be humble about it, because, you know.
Yeah. So I'm a little scared now. Okay, so I thought I was gonna be tricking y'all up today, but let's stay focused.
Okay.
Okay. We're gonna go into some of these questions that I have for y'all. I may not do them all because one of my open forum guests told me today that my questions was boring. So I'm
slide of the hands, fellas.
Let us give you a little background about Boxing Vibe CV, man. We make everything exciting. There ain't no question born to us, man. This is what we do.
We try.
You can ask us what we have for dinner, man. We gonna, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all gonna make it go there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm interested in. I'm always interested in how things formulated, and you guys already told us how you came together. So that's very interesting to know that this started. The history and the bond started way back before you even formulated Boxing Vibe. So you guys already kind of had knowledge of each other and what you all knew about each other to want to even work together. With that being said, what has been your biggest triumph on this journey? What has been one of the, and if you not have not had triumph to get to where you are, give us a detail or something that may have happened that would have made you not want to continue this journey amongst the three of you.
I mean, typically the flow of the show is I jump it off and they do their thing. So I jump it off. I can speak biggest accomplishment. I want to say is our consistency, I believe. I know there's some things that happened recently that JD can speak on. I don't want to steal his thunder that he participated in for the group that we couldn't be. Things that make you want to quit. Q has a saying, slow motion better than no motion.
I don't know what it is, right?
You talking about
it smell like it
kind of
sounds like white noise, like popcorn or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is it
like
the wind?
I don't know, sound like somebody typing.
That sounded anyway, like typing.
It sounded like one of them gremlins eating at the midnight. Y'all remember gremlins? Bro, that's scary.
It's annoying, but okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting.
One of the things Q says, slow motion is better than no motion. That's the thing that makes me want to quit. Like we put a lot of effort into it and we know the quality that we're putting out and we're getting better every time we film and get an interview and a big milestone for us. And sometimes there's a lag in the reception that we get from the audience. That's the one thing that I look at it. I'm like, I say it to Q sparingly, but I say it to JD more often because Kiko be like, we ain't quit nothing, bro. We ain't, you know. But JD's like, man, just stay the course, man. Stay the course. I'm like, man, we putting out good content, but it's just consistency is the triumph for me just because I have a lot of days where I look at how much work we put into it. And it's just, you know, it's one step leads to, you know, the final journey. But I got to keep that in mind. So I know the other fellas got something for their own, but we have some big milestones. So I let them go ahead and take the rest of the show from there.
JD, you next, man. You've been a little quiet. We got to.
Man, you know y'all boys talk so damn much, bro.
You know, hey, you say y'all boys, you mean J-Bop.
Somebody got to be quiet. But but ultimately, now, one of our biggest triumphs is that we learned that. I know what I learned. I'm going to speak for myself on this one. First off, we definitely learned that internet marketing is hard as hell.
My God.
Straight up. It's hard as hell because we began this whole thing right when the pandemic hit. Like, as a matter of fact, we just crossed over, was it yesterday? A year? We've been at it a full year since May 19th. Yeah, May 18th of last year. So, but okay. The triumph that I would say is that what I found though is that when you go out there and you chase something, things will start to naturally happen. Right now, at this point, by us just taking ourselves and putting ourselves in a position where we reach out to people in the boxing world, there's been a host of names that we've interviewed already just in a year, from former champions to current champions right now. I don't know if you all have heard of Jamel Herring. We sat down with Jamel Herring. all the way to Christy Martin, former
first lady of box.
Yeah, female champion on the cover of ESPN, the magazine, different things like that. So I think the biggest triumph I would say is that we've been able to successfully get our foot in the door and really get out there in the boxing world and talk to people that we would have never, ever talked to if we didn't take that leap of faith and kind of start Boxing Vibes TV.
Right.
So I hate to do this because this is not my show. I do hate to do this. No. So let's start. Because just for the quality of your show, there's that noise in the back. Whoever's not talking, mute, and then we'll see if it stops. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Right. Who's gonna talk now? Q.
I think it's coming from Mr. Go ahead, Q. Yeah, go ahead, Q. I'm mute,
Q.
Y'all got to excuse me. I'm a new laptop owner.
Oh, yeah, that's Steve. Yeah. No, that's it coming from you, Steve. I'm mute.
That's coming from me. I just muted mine.
I know. When you muted, the noise went away. Now it's coming back. So I don't know what it is, but I want you to log off and come back.
Hey, how Craig said, come back.
Come back.
right.
All right, Q, go ahead with your response.
All right. Well, we're talking about triumph, the biggest triumph.
Yes.
Wait, Q,
when he come back, I'm riding him. Because that was him, and he been messing up my policy. I'm getting him.
Yeah, outside, so it was him.
Yeah.
No, he came back in the house. And he's still having bad reception. I'm gonna get him. Go ahead, Q. I'm sorry. Go ahead. That was funny.
Yeah. We got a lot of dope moments. And I feel like we just started, you know. I'm very optimistic about what we got going on. Very optimistic, you know. Sometimes the pessimism pisses me off more than it should, you know what I'm saying? But either way it go, I think the Chris Bird interview is, and it was weird and the first time I reached out to anybody, that's why it's mine, because the first time I've plus I followed his career, and you know, he's on every level. I mean, to the silver medal in the Olympics, to not being able to people didn't want to fight him at heavyweight in the middleweight division he was in, to pushing himself to fight heavyweight by eating junk food and trashing his body just to get to that level, and then beating Evander Holyfield, being the first person to beat Vitaly Klitschko. And ultimately making it to the Boxing Hall of Fame 2018. And just all the things he's accomplished and fought through and persevered through, man. Then in his career, you know, if y'all see that, check that interview out. It's on YouTube. We still got pieces of it we're going to drop.
What's the name? Chris Bird.
Yeah, Bird.
B-Y-R-D.
Bird.
He's trying to come back and fight at 50 years old, you know. And, you know. That's an uphill battle, but you know, I mean, the things this man done been through, I just can't doubt him, even though that might sound crazy to a lot of people, but he's a very inspirational person. And just the whole little situation with him, that just reached, you know, that hit me different just because like I said, it was my first time ever. I just sent him a little, you know, because I was watching his IG, I seen him, didn't even know who he was. Cause he looked different. He had dreads and was big, and then now he bald head, he just got a gray goatee. And you know, telling you done age. And I'm like, man, what's up? I know the dude. So I clicked on it, then went to watching the little videos. I'm like, I mean, he come off like a, you know how when you go to church and you have a pastor that just it feel like he's speaking to you. He got that type of special energy that would just motivate you and would just inspire you. You gotta go on his channel and watch him. But that was a huge milestone, you know. And back to the other part that's the most frustrating. I thought that would have made us go viral because it was a very emotional interview, you know. And I probably start wearing shades every day after that because it was pretty deep, you know, things he said or whatever. And but that was one of the biggest triumphs. And then like I said, it had decent reception, but it wasn't what I was expecting. So slow motion better than no motion. You got to keep saying that. And as long as we're moving in the right direction, you know. Like Shepherd World Podcast, you know what I'm saying? This is another step in the right direction. That's pretty much my high side and the other side that's real frustrating, you know. Just a slow grind. You got to stay steady, stay the course.
Well, I'm going to say this too, man. JD, man, I queued you up. I teed you up, man. I want to shout out to a promoter, man, that gave us our first media credentials. That was amazing.
Press pass.
Yeah, press pass.
We press now, so don't even.
We the press. Yeah,
that's big.
So I want to shout out to JD for persevering and being on point to actually reach out to these promoters and actually make these contacts. We also got an interview with the IBO president, who's one of the sanctioning bodies for the belts that fighters fight for, bigger over in Europe than it is. Yeah, we got an interview with the president. Of the IBO. So we
did a lot of hear y'all did that.
That's all JD,
how
man.
You guys fall into stuff like that, like because of the. I mean, you don't. For one, you don't hear a lot of shows. Let me unmute you, Steve, for that. Now, Steve, I'm about to unmute you, but I do want to let you know that I'm finna ride your ass for being my white noise on my interview today.
blame it on the phone, not me.
Okay, hold on. You got it. I thought I did it. So listen, but I want you to say what you want to ask them a question. And, you know, if you want to feedback in or piggyback off this, what I'm going to ask them. Correct. But it's hard. It's already hard when you're being one of a small minority in an arena that you all are in. Because when you talk about people talking about sports, we know that commentating is we know that a lot of black commentators are in sports, but that's more football, basketball related arenas. You guys are in the boxing world, where we don't really get to see a lot of black commentators. So, or even people, analysts, or just knowing enough about the arena itself. How do you guys take that opportunity for being one of the minorities, to even get some of these interviews you guys are getting, or even being able to reach out and have those connections? Because for one, it's really big to be, and I'm gonna guess, because I'm still kind of new to boxing now. I always watch the big fights and stuff, but that's because I done heard people talking about the big fights. It's not that I know the people, but I've gotten more into boxing ever since I've heard about Boxing Vibe. So I'll go on and kind of watch y'all interviews, see what y'all talking about, to see what I need to be paying attention to out there in the boxing world. But by all means, by no any means necessary, am I knowledgeable of boxing. So, I'm going to guess that the IBO is the International Boxing
Organization.
Okay, that's what I want. I just want to make sure I was okay with that.
Okay.
Now, can you guys expound on that? Can you tell us how you get into these areas to where you're having an interview with such a person as powerful as the president?
I'll say one thing and I'll let them take away. He's a hustler, baby. I give that credit to JD. man. He really be grinding and reaching out and
low key OG
and shooting his shot, man. From the pod studio we film in to we even had an opportunity to call some amateur fights a while back for an organization that puts on USA boxing events and has their own undefeated fighter. So he's made a lot of these contacts, and for him, you know, he hustling, but I let the guys take it away because they've done
the
more
with all the damn reach.
They've done more. I want to say outreach and really making connections than I have. So I let the guys take away.
For the most part, it's really about, you know, reaching out to people that you can get in touch with. You know, like, so for example, you know, right now, we probably won't be able to get in touch with a Terrence Crawford, a Mike Tyson, a Errol Spence Jr., a Manny Pacquiao. We're not going to get those people yet. But on a slow grind up the ladder, there's a lot of people in the sports world who might have been at a certain level in the sport and they're no longer there, or they have connections to the sport that they're very touchable, that if you reach out to them, you hustle into certain areas and you speak to them, you can land a certain interview, or they'll lead you to a person that can get you a particular interview. So that's kind of how we've landed on a lot of these interviews. Is a matter of fact, I'll tell you how random the Jamele Herring interview landed. Jamele Herring was on his IG Live.
He's a hustler, and, baby.
And he was on his IG Live. And so I happened to be on his live and I simply messaged him. I said, hey, champ, you know, how do we get in touch with you for an interview? Jamele Herring actually saw the comment on his IG Live. And on his IG Live, he said, hey, man, reach out to so-and-so and she'll get you in contact with me. Naturally, took that lady's name, reached out to her. Probably within like a week or two, the lady linked us up, set us up for a Zoom interview with Jamele Herring.
So just like in personal lives, you got to shoot your shot.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Got to shoot your shot.
Early.
I like it.
Baby, shoot them shots.
And I do want to address the other thing you said about being not seeing a lot of our faces as the ones who are calling the fights or doing a lot of the ringside stuff. That's one of the things I was alluding to when I was like, we want to give it a fresh look, you know, give a different take on the sport. That's not necessarily the traditional take, but a real one and a knowledgeable one from a perspective that might not be represented when you watch it on the big stage all the time.
I like that. Okay, Stig, you got any questions for the guys?
Listen, I was trying to figure out how they climb that ladder, and you asked that because I know they say they go to Vegas every single year.
Right.
So I've been trying to go to Vegas since that Pacquiao fight. Right. So I've never had the experience to go out there, and I know how hard it is getting in those arenas and even getting that close, but you guys are on a level where you're getting press passes, you know, you're talking to people who actually own the whole thing. You know, so I know just getting a plane ticket and let me go ahead and go to Vegas for this fight. If you ain't Frank Lucas from the 70s, or somebody that's really gonna put down,
you don't got that blue man,
$1,000 is gonna be kind of rough for you. So I would love to go courtside and see one of those fights and to be in the area and arena you guys are in, because I've been following boxing because of my mama. My mama followed boxing a whole lot when I was younger, right? She was a very, very avid George Foreman and Mike Tyson fan. Very avid.
Like knockouts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was really a really, really big heavyweight, you know, boxing connoisseur. She liked Muhammad Ali. You know, he was pretty to her. So she
everything. Muhammad was everything.
Yeah, that was her thing. So I always wanted to see the world of boxing through someone's eyes who knew what they were doing. Me just looking at videos, and you know, you go look at the multiple knockout videos that they have of Mike Tyson. You see the knockout videos of George Foreman, the Muhammad Ali's, but a lot of people don't get into the meat and potatoes of boxing, right? They look at what they see on SportsCenter.
Yeah.
Because that's what I look at, right? You know, you see a big fight coming up, and I was looking at you guys, page, and you were talking about the Anthony Joshua fight. I had a couple questions about that I wanted to ask you guys about, because that boy put the you know that boy put the beats on Wilder. So I had to
go Fury.
Right. Fury, yeah.
Yeah, Fury.
That's where I was going with it, man. Like, you guys are in an arena basically by yourselves, right? And you're doing everything right, and you're climbing to where you need to be. And no matter how slow it's taken or whatever you guys are saying, you guys talking about a 1 year anniversary and you already got press passes, right? People give up three, four months in because they can't get where you guys are. So it's just something, it's something different that you guys bring to the table, and you guys are actually staying with it, and you're giving it a valiant effort. And I definitely appreciate that by you guys. But how do you have it to a point where you say, okay, I want to make sure I climb the ladder to the point to where I can get on Mike Tyson's podcast, or let me go speak to Errol Spence or I got, or one of those guys. So what keeps you guys?
Oh, we lost, but okay. we lost them, but I'm gonna go ahead and kind of just dilly dally And I'll let JD go ahead and Q take it, just kind of how we do it on the show format. I'll say this right now. I won't get into the story, but I've actually already interviewed Errol Spence. And it's a funny story about that, but I'll let JD and Q kind of go ahead and piggyback off that before he comes back so he can be part of the story.
Now, go ahead, JD. Overall, in general, the way that we're trying to keep striving the ladder is what we found, sort of like, you know, what we discussed earlier. I mean, the more that you're on the scene, the more that you get out there and you build these relationships, the more starts to come our way. And okay. and the biggest thing that I found in any industry, whether it be boxing media, whether it be corporate America, you name it, it's all about relationships. You got to, you know, how to say it ain't what you know. It's who you know, you know. All so right. That's really what's giving us, you know, kind of the momentum that we've had, especially in a lot of spaces, is that we've started to build and formulate certain relationships with certain people that otherwise, you know, we wouldn't have had. And to be honest, to Jay Box's point, years ago, he did do an interview with Errol Spence, but I'll say this is when we were still like in a consumer mindset.
Right. We're fans. Yeah.
We were still fans back
so
when.
So you didn't ask the questions that you would ask as you. On the level you are now with the knowledge you have now, you are mostly asking questions based on what you respected of what he was doing more than anything.
Right.
Okay. And the infrastructure, baby, wait till we get back out there on the streets.
Yeah, and so that's one of the things too. That's one of the things I was talking about with the access that we had. Like I remember, and also too, it's a who you know business. And the key to all that is knowledge, right? Our knowledge of boxing, our knowledge of where to find the information, who has the information. And part of that, when you get the right relationships, you get that information, right? Yeah. So just like JD was in the right spot at the right time, asked the right question, and he got the information of Jamel Herring's contact to be able correct. To get the interview. So one of the things that, you know, and I guess it's going to, I'm not just going to, you know, not tell the story. So hopefully he can jump on at some point. But what ended up happening is we love boxing. Like that's the basis of it. We love boxing so much that I was watching the Olympics and I happened to see Errol Spence before anybody knew who he was. And I saw him break down and cry when he felt like he won a fight and he felt like he let everybody down because he was our best chance to get a medal in the Olympics. Mm. And that stuck with me. I said, he really cares. And if you really love boxing, you like fighters who just aren't in it for the money, who want to lay it on the line, and they take their pride in the ring. And so I said, you know what, let me watch this kid. He's the best American welterweight that we got. Let me follow his career, right? And I just so happened to be watching the Olympics, so I watched him, saw he was winning, saw he was beating guys, and he was actually living up to the hype of the Olympics. And so oddly enough, we were on the scene in Las Vegas, and everybody's worried about Mayweather, Pacquiao, and I see him, and I said, y'all know that's Errol Spence. And to their credit, man, they know a lot about boxing. They know things I don't know. I just happen to know that one thing, that's Errol Spence, and he's going to be the next one. And so Errol Spence Jr., yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so
out of Dallas.
Out of Dallas. And so I saw him, and I was like, and this is where the knowledge part comes into play, that we all love boxing, so we know things that the casual fan don't
know.
Everybody's flocking to all these fighters, wow. And there he is by himself with a book bag on, just walking, observing, probably thinking to himself, I'll be here one day.
They really appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody step to him and know who they are at that point.
Exactly. Really and he stopped.
No chains on.
Just a regular dude. Mm-hmm. And Errol Spence Jr. actually gave us the interview. Now, to my, I want to say, deficit or my failure, I was nervous because it was just like we interviewing him, and I'm just like, dang, I'm looking at him as a potential star already because I know what he's been doing, and so I kind of asked him a few questions, like, all right, thank you, you know, and I think I might have even called him champ before he even won a belt, and I walked away, but that's the whole thing with. Preparation meets opportunity. You know, we've been down in boxing all of us for years. And so we get privileged to knowledge and information just by paying attention. And so that's one cool story where he was asking about when we get to a level to interview an Errol Spence. And so we actually did. We were just unprepared. And if we had been more prepared, we had actually been able to capitalize off that and to really show people, hey, we're on the scene and we had these contacts. But to wrap it up, as far as I'm saying, I know I'm doing a lot more talking than I do on the show. It's like being a beat writer, right? You don't start covering the Olympics. You don't start covering the Super Bowl. You got to cover a high school football. you got to cover Friday Night Lights. You got to cover, D3 colleges. So you got to interview fighters who the world may not care about, but they give you an opportunity to make you better. You know what I'm saying? And so once you start doing that and you treat people a certain way, case in point, there's a fighter who was represented by somebody, and the guy was like, you know what? He came in with a certain disposition. They came in angry, right? It was like they came in with their guard up. Y'all, you remember this, JD?
Yeah,
they came in there. They was like all stale and everything. And we do what we do. We love boxing, and we love people who love boxing. And so we welcomed them in and gave a good interview. And after they walked out and left and they thought about it, they were like, man, those guys were good. So much to the point that when there was another event, we didn't get to do the opportunity to interview him. But the guy who was actually managing the fighter brought us a former world champion and said, hey, I had him up here for you guys to interview. So part of it is treating people with respect and also being knowledgeable to build those relationships. So
the one thing that I'm noticing and I'm hearing is the fact that you guys know that it's a growth process. That's been repeated with all three of you. And I think Q said in the beginning, it was like, now we on shows where, let me tell you, this is a growing
podcast.
This is 2 years, April.
That was just me saluting you and knowing you and know where you come from.
Because I'm going somewhere, because it's proud. Just speak it into existence. Yeah. Just make it happen. Absolutely. I already know.
All right.
But you know, it's a growth process. So it never is something that's going to happen overnight. If I begin the podcast based on the love that I have for Black people. Mm-hmm. The original.
You like them?
Level.
That's a real
level.
Joke.
and a full advocate.
Beautiful.
For all things Black.
Most definitely.
So, with that
somebody
being
gotta
said,
love.
Yeah, I mean, we gotta have people that love us.
Somebody gotta love us, boy.
It's a lot of people that claim to love us, but they ain't doing nothing to show they love us. So yeah. I'm gonna make sure that on our side, that's what we do. But I started this podcast based on the fact that I'm a helper of people, and I'm a people person. And with the personality that I have, I'm able to help to sustain and make sure that people, our community is enriched with knowing who they are and where they should be in their lives and not giving up on just having what they have, being comfortable. So me already knowing that, I know that what it takes is that you gotta keep grinding. It's never like, you can never get tired. You can never just say, okay, I've done enough today. Not when you're doing things for yourself. And it's more beautiful when you have a team of people with like-minded ideals so that you don't have to worry about fighting these battles and doing everything on your own. So hearing you guys, your trailblazing opportunities, the things that you guys are doing, you've done a whole lot that within a year, then you guys may have actually sat and thought about. I don't know if you have or not, but to me, it sounds like there has been a lot of progression within this last year. And a lot of people that have been going through COVID and through the situations that life has unplanned things have, happened in their lives. COVID has been a blessing for a lot of people and a lot of things, to be honest, because it took people out of the idea of thinking that everything has to happen with podcasting by rich people or celebrities and, things of that nature, because now podcasting is being done more by people like us, and we're reaching celebrities. We're reaching people that are higher than celebrity status. So because an IBO person, y'all, that's higher than celebrity status. You know,
I'm still stuck on that.
To be honest, I'm stuck on that. Like I don't wrote that down. I'm like, they got an interview with the president of IBO.
If you watch the interview, bro, the dude still that he locked in, and it's amazing, bro. I'm like,
already did the interview.
Yeah, we did.
I gotta go watch the interview. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. I mean, we're doing. Yeah, so you're not just it's not progression. You guys know that you're working into something bigger than what you're. This may get out of hand for y'all, and you may start looking back and be like, damn, I remember when we was all just in the studio, and I know he, yes, and we was all just in the studio and doing this and doing that. But just, I mean, so keep working, keep pushing. It's going to definitely get to where you're trying to make it go. I salute you guys. Honestly, I have a lot of respect for Black men that's out here doing things like this. This is y'all opening up revenue, different avenues for other Black people. So salute. Now, I got quick. Queen, you want to say something?
No. I was just saying thank you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, yeah.
Appreciate it.
Gotta give y'all because y'all probably too humble to give it to yourselves. So let me just give y'all some flowers.
Likewise to you. That's why we here. Likewise to you.
So I'm going to jump into another question real quick, but this question I kind of want, because I know Q told me earlier, y'all may have to jump off at 7. So I have another question that I wanted some reverence on, and it's really about preservation. That's one of the most important questions that's on my interview list for me, is the preservation of self. How do you plan? Because being that we know this is going to get out of hand, and you guys may not be able to sustain how you are now to where you're going now. What's with the next levels? We hoping that you all. I don't let your head get too big. Mm-hmm. But preservation wise. Oh, Queen back there. Hold on. Let me bring Queen on.
Queen.
Queen.
What's going on?
Oh, she is, baby.
Yeah. What's happening? You watch people? Your feet on the rug. Wow. I'm just gonna say this. Hey everybody, I can't stay long. We finna get ready to check in, but this shit is the bomb. If you ain't came to Vegas, get your money, and it's time for you to start traveling. Cause this here, it's where it's at, baby. It's where it's at. Do you hear me, baby? This where it's at, baby. Like we going to LA tomorrow, so you already know I'm doing 10.
City Angels.
So I can down and roll on the West Coast. I-10.
I'm so happy to see you.
Y'all driving
to LA in the morning. So I already told them the first song we got to play when we pull into LA is California Love 2. We got to bring up the 10 right.
Already. Going down. Hey, make sure y'all got a car that got good gas.
Look,
you're gonna be in the desert. It's gonna be a point where you're gonna think you're gonna run out of gas. Make sure you got a car some good gas.
Gotcha.
You're gonna see one gas station probably.
It's gonna be $5 a gallon.
Yeah, boy, it was $5 a gallon back then. It might be about $6. Boy, it's gonna be crazy.
it's hot over here. But it's nice. It has a nice breeze.
That dry heat.
Everything, but you could tell that we in the desert. Cause it's dry as hell, and you know I'm Florida all day, every day. I'm used to that grass, and I'm just seeing rocks and shit. So it's totally different. Man. But I just wanted to pop in, y'all. Like we finna check in and
get some my day with done. That, but boy, we miss Vegas, boy.
Queen, we got to come make another trip out this week.
I'm gonna be there in August. So either way, either then you can come back with us then, or we'll be making another trip back out there. But I'll be there.
Look, you just send me the itinerary because you already know I'm gay. you already know how your queen over here. Look, I'm gay. Right.
I'm ready to hear about it too, Queen. But we're not gonna hold you. Go get checked.
Yeah, y'all have a good show. Y'all other two kings that's on here that I don't know. Look,
that's three of them. That's three.
Three of y'all. Look, y'all three kings on here. Thanks for filling in, and I hope I get to meet y'all in person soon. Appreciate it.
Likewise.
Blessings to all y'all.
Already.
Love you, boo. Love you too, boo. Talk to y'all later.
All right, enjoy yourself. All right, y'all. That's
crazy.
My vote. So, the preservation. Sid, you bet.
Well, Grim is about 80.
I'm trying to be. I'm trying to be.
You just missed Queen too. She just had popped in.
Man, I was backstage. I seen her pop on there with those shades on.
Oh, you seen her? Oh, okay. My bad. So, preservation. As you guys are growing and getting back, I'm gonna mute you against it and getting back to your and getting to where, because again, as we know, this is going to be bombastic. So as you guys are growing, tell me something that you know that you have to remember.
You said bombastic. You said bombastic.
Bombastic.
My God. I didn't know that was a real word. I thought that was just fresh out of plastic.
No, I love that word. Bombastic. I think it's real. Look it up. Shaggy. I don't know.
Shaggy. I thought it was a song. I'm about to look that up.
It is. It's a real word. Crazy. Like bombast. Yeah. Like
yes.
Yeah.
I thought, okay. Well, a bombastic.
I didn't embarrass myself.
That's it. So, tell me one thing that you know that you have to remember about you and where you come from as far as preservation.
Man, let me.
Goals as you're growing.
So, me personally, man, I'm gonna take that first, everybody. Let me say that. So, self-preservation, you remember where you came from, you remain humble. And in any journey, I think you need to remain humble and hungry. Humble to know where you came from and hungry enough to be able to jump on opportunities and put in the work as they come along. Those two things, right? But listen, before you even met me, right? Coon Bottom, Gaston County, you know what I'm saying? No running water, a well. You know what I'm saying? When they say, a pot to piss in and wanted to throw it out, that shit hit different. Like before I moved to Appalachian Ridge and by 84, you know what I'm saying? That's where I was at. And so just remembering there and remembering, you know what I'm saying? I came from there and we talking about enemy necessary. So just remember where you come from, you know what I'm saying? And no matter how you get, kiss the ground, you know what I'm saying? Cause boy, gravity, what gravity do? You forget about it. You know what I'm saying? You could always go back down. So as long as you remember what, you know what I'm saying? It don't affect you when you remember where you came from. You could go back to where you came from. You know what I'm saying? Because that's part of life cycle also. I don't want to have to go back. You know what I'm saying? But it won't break me. You feel me? And so that's self-preservation. But love yourself. You love yourself. You will treat yourself how you're supposed to be treated. You know what I'm saying? So those things, as far as, you know, that's what I got for that.
Okay. Like that.
What you got on it, JD?
Shoot, I keep it short. So we meant the way I kind of deal with remaining humble, staying, you know, even keel is, you know, the one thing I always remember in life, and I kind of live by this, and I've kind of realized it as I've gotten older, is that, you know, when each of us die, the sun's still gonna come out tomorrow. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, when our time is done, the sun's still going to come out. The earth's going to keep spinning. And so I take that to heart from the standpoint of stay humble, live my life to the fullest, do the best I can to help other people, but never think so highly of myself to where I can't be replaced. I can't be, you know, removed from a situation and somebody come in and do even better. At the end of the day, when you die, the sun's still going to come out tomorrow. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
That's wise.
And for me, I just keep it simple as well. I remember how many no's I got, how many failures I've had in private. And people may not know them in public, but in private. And it is giving me ability to have sympathy, empathy, and to understand that I'm not with my successes and all I've failed and succeeded in the same arena. Before I've ever gotten anything, you know, and I think anybody that gets anything fails first. And so when I've succeeded, I realized what the difference between being successful and failure is. And sometimes it's not your talent. It's just what's meant for you. And so what's given can be taken away. So I think about, you know, the fact that I'm not doing this on my own, even with this podcast, right? Because I'm easily the most pessimistic one out of the three of us. But that doesn't affect how hard I work on it. But it's good, like you were saying, I got two guys to fight that battle for me. So I don't feel like when I'm like, man, you know, because one of the things we're doing too, we're building a website, right? And so you'll find some articles on there. You'll find our feature of the week on there. One-stop shop, and you'll find our merchandise on there. The website should be up around June 15th. New articles every week.
Hey, that's still growing.
Yeah, and sometimes you get defeated. You know, you look and you're like, but then when somebody finally says it looks good, you know, you're happy and you're like, oh, look what I did. And he's like, well, they know on there, especially JD, how many times I sent it to him and excuse me, the French, but it looked like shit. You know, how many, you know, as a peer that sees it and you know, like, hey, look what I did. And you didn't put like 5-10 hours just to do one thing. And they're like, ain't really that. You know, that's a process of, number one, having enough humility to just take somebody's opinion who's your peer. That's number one. And then two, just really being in a position to where, okay, well, I'm going to do it today. I ain't got no choice but to love it because it's going to look that good when I'm done. And so that's I think that's the embodiment of what we're doing on this podcast. And, you know, and every little aspect of it, we add to it.
Oh, yeah. Nothing by coincidence, man. Hey, and the website do look good, brother. You know what I'm talking about?
Most definitely.
One-stop shop, hey, man. Get you to all the alleyways and trenches. Hey, it's actually the things that we adventurous in getting into.
Yeah, it's actually up now. It's just not live. You can kind of peruse it a little bit and kind of see what the look and feel of it is, but we haven't put the articles up yet. We haven't updated our features of the week. Our bios are up there. Our links to our podcast are up there, and our link to our merchandise shop is up there. And so the last piece will be the features of the week being updated. Our live Twitter feed is always going to be popping on there, and then just really putting our articles up every week. So, but, you know, we're almost there. So, but yeah.
That's impressive, and it sounds to me like now we're going to have revenue generated for the Box and Vibe TV, which is another jump on the ladder. So congratulations, guys! Welcome to the podcast world, like for real. Y'all got a year in. You stuck through it for a year, so welcome. I don't think people should call themselves podcasters if they can't make it a full year. I'm just gonna be honest. Don't come in 6 months and you read it and you done threw in the towel already.
Nah, man, it's humbling, so it's boy. You get humbled.
It's good that y'all got a whole team of people that's pushing y'all to do it. How good are y'all with quotes? Hold on, go ahead, Steve.
Let me unmute myself with this white noise real quick, and I want to apologize first of all. Blame Sprint. I love what y'all doing, man. Like, it's a really, really positive situation, man. And as it come from where you guys come from, you know, I grew up on Holden Street. You know what I'm saying?
So you've been telling that shit.
Do a whole street.
I'm with the Bond Nims, fan, you high guy, damn Ricketts.
That's what's the way you came out of Ricketts, bro.
I came out 01.
01? Okay. Oh, you say you know my sister Simone, huh?
Big
sprinter. Yeah, big sprinter. My heart, man. Yeah, that was up. Her daughter and my son, they just went to state and that's track. Right. You know what I mean?
Where y'all coming from, man. Like, one thing I wanted to say, you know, an old guy told me a long time ago, man, a humble don't stumble. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And y'all boys doing your thing, and you got people that live their whole boxing career, or people that really want to be pressed and never get pressed passes, right? Y'all boys been this thing 12 months and already got backstage, right? So ain't nowhere, you can't go nowhere, not up. You know what I'm saying? And
but the kids say it's up.
Hey, we talking about Cardi B up?
Cardi B up. You know what I'm saying? Every time I see her, she be up.
I'm a definite.
So was that that was a man born in the 70s that said that statement when to see it? Sound like some 70s shit right now.
Hold on. What
if you don't stumble, what it say?
Humble don't poke.
Humble don't stumble.
Humble don't stumble. You got a good granddaddy, boy.
That's like some smooth walk down the street.
That's that brown liquor, boy. One ice cube.
And you know what I would have been doing back then, too, now. So
good day, Steve. We're going to stay focused. We're going to stay focused, Steve. No, but seriously, dude, before I have to lose y'all, because I know y'all gonna be exiting out of here shortly. But before y'all go, I wanted to know, how good are y'all with boxing quotes?
That's what we do.
Okay,
that's a segment of our show.
Yeah, it's a segment. We got our boxing quote of the day.
Yeah, we have our quote of the day.
All right, in boxing, you create a strategy to beat each new opponent. It's just like chess. Who said that?
Oh man! Oh boy! She didn't came with the we do like the funny quotes. We don't.
Yeah, she gave us a real quote.
I mean, it sounds like something.
The only reason why I did this one, and I'm gonna circle this one. The only reason why I did this one is because I just seen him on y'all page recently, within 24 hours.
Within 24 hours.
Ooh. Maybe 48.
It gotta be Lena Lewis.
There we go.
Yeah. That was really just a good guess. I gave y'all a lot.
But yeah, in boxing, you create a strategy to beat each new opponent. It's just like chess. I like Lennox Lewis.
Lennox Lewis is one fighter that nobody ever said he got the best of him. He lost to Hussein Rockman once, got knocked out, and came back and clean clock, got him out of there. So everybody he fought, he beat.
So, wow.
So that's something, you know
what
I'm saying?
Never knew that.
Yep.
Good information.
Him and Mike Tyson pulled the fight in September.
Oh, that's really going to happen?
Yeah.
Pretty much. That put him in there.
All right.
Man, they both better relax.
We need to redeem ourselves. She gave us too much hope.
I'm coming. I'm trying to find one that I feel like gonna be a look that's gonna stump y'all. So
okay,
yeah. I appreciate the help though.
Yeah, we need that.
I don't want to make it too easy.
We have to talk. We know boxing and we got stumped.
Hey, you never know everything. Ain't word.
Okay,
I don't know that.
The question isn't at what age I want to retire. It's at what income.
Oh, that sounds like Money May.
That sounds like Money May all day.
I could be wrong, but that sounds like Money May, but it could be somebody else.
At what income? Because I feel like I'm going to see him talk about this.
It's not Money May.
Not Money May.
That sounds more like Ali.
Nah.
That's actually George Foreman at age 45 on his fight with Michael Moore.
Michael Moore.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that before he before the Foreman grill, because the Foreman grill he had.
it was before the Foreman grill.
Yeah, yeah. Because obviously he had to be because he's
okay. We got. I'm gonna do one more.
Because he retired after he got that Foreman grill popping.
Yeah.
He laid down the Foreman grill.
He makes white people mad.
He said it ain't about the age; it was about the income. So he was serious.
That thing went crazy.
Okay,
to
become a champion, fight one more round.
Ooh.
To become a champion, fight one more round. She should have gave us some multiple choice round here.
Yeah.
It's just too many boxes and too many damn right, post fight interviews, pre fight interviews, and regular interviews.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you this one because I got another real good one I want, and I think y'all will get that.
Is it Muhammad Ali?
Not this one. Okay. That was James Corbett.
I got that one. That round we give you because I know now one of us would have got that one.
Right.
Okay, this is the last one. And this y'all should be this one right here will make y'all redeem yourself for the fourth. I hated every minute of training, but I said, don't quit. Suffer now and live the rest of your life.
Ali.
Every minute of training. For real.
As soon as you started, I already knew.
T-shirts, everything. Yeah. That's on everything.
He got the most quotes on this whole.
Yeah. Muhammad Ali is a flyest out of any boxer that ever would be born. He's the flyest, bro. Straight up.
Yes.
I mean,
he has some knowledge under his belt. So,
man.
I really appreciate you guys for coming on today. Thank y'all so much for at least giving our small time show the opportunity to get some great
people
like y'all. on the show. Like I feel like I got some celebrities on here today.
Hey, we trying to be.
Well, no, I ain't trying to be famous.
We
don't
hear that yet.
Y'all make. I gotta send y'all this interview so that y'all can up. Y'all can put this on y'all page. Do something with it so people can know that y'all. Because how many times do y'all get interviewed?
You the first one.
Right. All right.
First, so this gotta be a staple right here.
Listen, I'm gonna say this because I've been thinking this the whole time with you with the rap on your head, right? I'm gonna give y'all one more time to redeem yourself. Who she remind me of right now? That's in around we in, and she getting all the interviews, bro. She getting Terrence Crawford. She getting everybody.
You talking about Miss Boxing Queen?
Boxing baby, the queen, man. Yeah, you feel me? Look her up.
It's a boxing queen, lady.
Yes, yeah. Please look her up, man. Got a nose ring. You feel me? Straight up, pro black. She ain't playing with them. And hey, she doing her thing. She getting everybody. And matter of fact, like her format is like it might just be live. She might just be on FaceTime or something. I don't even know what she's doing, but she's killing it though.
I was gonna say more like Kaya.
Before we head out here, man, we appreciate you having us, but we're gonna do a little self promotion. Is that all right with the show?
No, I was gonna say that. I was gonna give you the opportunity to do that because it'll close out the show.
Okay, hey, so listen, it's Boxing Vibes TV. All you got to listen to the ding ding, and you know it's live. You know it's Boxing Vibes TV, and you know it's us. You can check us out on every Tuesday on iTunes, Spotify. We drop a new podcast every Tuesday. Check us out on YouTube. Look at our interviews. We're a lot more entertaining once you see us. So, you know what I'm saying? Listen to us one thing. You're going to get knowledge. You're going to get a little entertained. But when you see us, you're going to want to be us, you know what I'm saying? Or at least be where we at, you know? So we appreciate anybody and everybody that tuned in. The website will be live soon. Check us out June 15th. If you guys can kind of feel around and look at it now, it's boxingvibestv.com. You can actually order merch off the site right now. So if you guys want to go do that, you're more than welcome. And
on the merch though. You want some hats, DM Boxing Vibes TV.
You can do that too, yeah. You could DM Boxing Vibes TV if you want a chance to win an autographed Mike Tyson glove.
Thank you. I'm glad
you know, so anybody who's interested in an autographed Mike Tyson glove, just go ahead and DM your information. You can send us your YouTube name, your IG information, and we'll go ahead and enter you in a raffle. And then later on, we will have a live raffle where you guys tune in and we will announce a winner. And the runners-up will get merchandise and different things like that and different Boxing Vibes TV paraphernalia. So that's me. I'm done talking. I'm going to go ahead and let JD and Q, the stars of the show.
Don't do that. Go ahead, JD. You got something you want to say, bro?
No, thank you for having us. Thank you for giving us this platform, you know, to speak on our movement. To all the people out there, I would just tell y'all, follow whatever your passion is, because I think partly what's kept us afloat for this year now is they'll tell you we've had probably 8,000 boxing debates over the years before we even decide to pick up a microphone and try to figure out how to take our passion into
action
exactly. Right. And hopefully, like you said, Shelby, hopefully eventually monetization. So we'll see, but nevertheless, we're going to keep doing it because at the end of the day, man, we love boxing. And that's what's bonded us three together is that passion for boxing.
Hey, man, we want to give a special shout out to the Wrigley High School, man, for all the Redskins, the Raiders, everybody. You know what I'm saying? For Tallahassee, Leon County, Walcullough County, Appalachia, South City, Gaston County. You know what I'm saying? All surrounding every whole street. You know what I'm saying? And the whole 813 trade. Everybody that's showing love, man. Hey, a special shout out to all my barber partners, man. Special shout out to the one and only Blade the Barber, you know what I'm saying? My brothers at Cool Cutter, Sonny and Dino, Rizzo, you know what I'm saying? That's showing love, man. That's helping us push our movement forward, man. Matter of fact, Zach, that's where I met y'all at. I met y'all at Zach Down Under, you feel me?
So yeah.
He gave me my first shot, you know what I'm saying? Working the barber shop. So Zach, Candace, everybody, man. Everybody at you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people that's a part of this, Rhonda, trendsetters, Herb. You know what I'm saying? All my people, man, that was a part of this without even knowing, you know what I'm saying? Because everything is all intertwined, you know what I'm saying, in the universe, man. And salute to everybody, man. Salute to everybody, you know, friends, family, everybody, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we got, man. Boston Vibes TV, we ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Rock with us, build with us, deal with us, because we here.
Hey, before we leave, JD, tell the people what to do.
Hey, man, if you're down with the vibes, hit the notification bell and subscribe.
Smash the like button. Stop stunning. Stop playing with growing up. Smash that damn like button, man. Don't just be on that.
And we will
nosy.
Definitely put all
smash
you
the
guys,
like button. That's love. You hey.
IG credentials when we upload the show. So we'll make sure we give y'all shouts out when we put this on our IG, on our website, on my page, on my Freedom Train page. It goes everywhere. And mm-hmm. we are definitely, you can listen to Shelby's World Podcast everywhere. Everywhere y'all at, we there. Mm-hmm. So just, go, you know.
Oh, man.
So when you yeah. when we see y'all this, I want you to.
You on iTunes?
No, on iTunes.
Definitely. You on Spotify?
On Spotify.
You on YouTube?
On YouTube.
We're live
on YouTube right now. We're live on YouTube right now.
Awesome. Facebook, real quick, please forgive me.
Go ahead.
I forgot, man. My man Bird Nino, he just did a show fresh with the Box and Vibe paraphernalia on, man, looking cleaner than a damn Peter Pizzle whistle.
Okay.
Bird Nino Facts Over Feelings Podcast, man. Please check him out. Check my man Bird Nino and Big C out, man.
They got a funny podcast too.
All right.
Yeah.
Steve,
you got anything you
want to
say before we get out of here? Huh?
Hey man, I definitely appreciate you guys, man. I appreciate everything you guys got going on, and come through. Keep just magic, keep going upward mobility, man. Let's go.
Well, definitely, bro. Appreciate you, bro.
And I want to just thank y'all again. Thank y'all so much for the celebrity Boxing Vibes TV people.
Hey, stop that.
They took time out of their day to come and bless us with their appearance. So thank y'all so much for blessing our studio audience, giving our viewers something to talk about, because we got some sports fanatics, so they're going to love this show. I really appreciate y'all. And as always, thank you for tuning into Shelby's World Podcast.